With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. There's been another ballot disqualification.
Maine becomes the second state to bar the former president for his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, a Democrat, concluded that Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in 2024, incited an insurrection when he spread false claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election and then urged his supporters to march on the Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying the vote. The decision came after a group of former Maine lawmakers said that Trump should be disqualified based on a provision of the U.S. Constitution. Bellows suspended her decision until the state Supreme Court can rule on the matter. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans expanded their impeachment probe into whether President Biden was involved in his son Hunter's decision to defy a congressional subpoena ordering him to sit for a closed-door deposition earlier this month.
Instead of attending his scheduled deposition, Hunter Biden appeared briefly outside the U.S. Capitol to reiterate that he would only answer questions in a public setting. The White House said President Biden was certainly familiar with what his son was going to say when he defied his subpoena.
That's congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. Authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week as people gathered to collect the gasoline, leaving more than 40 dead. Officials say the blast on Tuesday also injured at least 83 people in the town of Totota in the central part of the West African country. Elsewhere, the house where four University of Idaho students were murdered last year has been demolished. Prosecutors told the university that they no longer needed or anticipated needing the house for any further investigatory purposes. Wall Street Dow futures up 38 points early. This is SRN News. It's nearly the end of December and time for one of the most popular Bible apps announcing its verse of the year and one that more people turn to than any other.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
YouVersion CEO Bobby Grunwald said that's the third year since 2020 that verse wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
Grunwald says it's a very encouraging sign that more people are downloading YouVersion and getting into the Word. The app's been installed on more than 725 million devices worldwide in more than 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. Demolition's begun on the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year.
Destroying the house is an emotional step for the victims' families and a close-knit community that was shocked and devastated by the brutal stabbings of the four students back in November of 2022. The owner of the rental house near the university campus donated it to the university earlier this year. Some of the victims' families have opposed the demolition, calling for the house to be preserved until after the man accused in the slayings has been tried. Brian Koberger has pleaded not guilty to four counts of murder. I'm Shelley Adler.
The world population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day, it will stand at more than 8 billion for the total. Census Bureau says the worldwide growth rate in the past year was just under 1%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.